Where do you get your inspiration?
Our revolution is at hand, is at hand, is at hand, is at hand, is at hand.
I am inspired by being uninspired. Being pummeled by mediocrity makes me reach higher, 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 higher. An impassionate word or voice causes me to appoint myself town crier set afire under the ass of America and beyond and beyond. 'Cause see, seems the more crass, the more cash, and ain't nobody sweating Armageddon. The nearer the end, the bigger the dance floor. The tickets are already sold out for the apocalypse party at Sodom and Gomorrah. The four horsemen are the doormen. And if you're going, you sold your soul to get in. You sold your soul to get in. So while you be sinning and Jerry Springerin, I'll be assembling a millennium Sanhedrin with wayward cherubims and exiled high priests holding the highest seats, rising up in defeat of the Romans and recent day Sadducees. See, it's kinda like the ex-addict helps the addict get clean. Is you with me? Is you with me? Is you with me? Is you with me? And I ain't no saint, always imperfect, always blessed, always stressed. The human pattern of regress over progress. Never accept, never accept, never accept, never accept. So, now like I said, I ain't no saint, but I'll be damned before I idle stand and watch my brethren and sistren distort the vision, distort the vision. The vision of imperfection in union with blessing, bringing forth offspring. Offspring named responsibility, sincerity, consciousness, universal love, transcendence. And I am at present taking candidates for the millennium Sanhedrin. Is you with me? Is you with me? Is you with me? Is you with me? And if you consider revolt a cult, then I'll be a cult leader, somewhat of a sobriety meter, as we walk around in something like a drunken stupor. Or.
I cannot imitate this wonderful American English accent.